Then a terrific idea popped into Captain Ramirez's head and made him laugh out loud. "Mrs. Murray," he said, "I want to make a deal." Aunt Violet looked hesitantly at the young man. What kind of deal could he want to make? Then she smiled. He had rescued her, so she was sure the deal would be fine. And the deal that Captain Ramirez proposed was brilliantly simple. If Aunt Violet promised to rest until the party, then Captain Ramirez would make sure that a lion would appear at the party. Aunt Violet raised her eyebrows and started to protest, but before she could utter a word, Arlene yelled, "Deal!" Arlene asked how the captain could get a lion by the time of the party. Pointing to Rusty, he laughed and said that once Rusty was cleaned up and his fur puffed up, he'd look like a lion. Aunt Violet, Mrs. Porter, and Arlene let out loud shouts. It truly was the perfect solution to the lion problem. In her schoolteacher's stern voice, Aunt Violet reminded the captain that he had to be there on time. He meekly agreed. Then he turned to Rusty and said, "Rusty, visit." Rusty knew that command meant be friendly. He licked Arlene's arm and barked. And he did sound at least a little like a lion.